Yeah, so I suppose the superhighway really is aimed at a different kind of cyclist, really, from those that go out on a weekend. It's aimed to get those people that don't currently cycle onto bikes and give them a safe space to do that. I agree with you that there are certain areas that have been picked up by various papers and various websites that do look like they need a bit of work, basically. But then there are some areas that haven't really been shown that are actually very good. So it's a bit of a mixture. Mm. But I think we need to... This is the first time we've really... that Leeds City Council and the West Yorkshire Combined Authority have really tried something on this scale. So I think it's certainly a learning experience for both them and us too, I suppose.
It's understandable in that case that there are going to be some problems with it. If it's something that's not really been done before, there are going to be places that might not work out properly on the route. There might be something that needs to get done somewhere. And unfortunately, as you say, some of the bad press comes out first, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think a big problem is it's being very rushed, and that's not the fault of the local authority of the council. Essentially, the way that the money was given to the council and the combined authority was with the stipulation that it had to be spent within about 3 years of being given it. So the design process was very rushed, the consultation process was very rushed, and the building process has been very rushed. So in that respect, I think if they'd had more time, they'd had more time to consult with people, they'd had more time to kind of get the details really right. So as I say, I think it's a learning process, and we'll have to do better in the future. But as I say, I don't think it's all bad.
So what is the future for this route then? Obviously, phase two of the project has been awarded the money, hasn't it, from the Department of Transport. And what's the future? What's the next step now?
Well, I certainly think we will continue to, certainly the cycling campaign will continue to work with the Leeds City Council and West Yorkshire Combined Authority to actually put right some of these areas on the first phase that aren't working properly. But as I say, it's not all of it. There's just some mainly areas around bus stops and things like that we need to focus on. In terms of phase two of the project, I think certainly learnt from the mistakes of the first project. Phase two will be a lot more smaller projects, and they'll have, I think, got more time to actually get those right and obviously take that experience from phase one of the project into phase two.
So it's something that's, everything's just going to be going ahead and things are going to work out, and that's what, you know, is needed to be known, really, isn't it? Instead of some of the sort of negative points that come out, which are always drawn upon, aren't they? As soon as something like this happens and you're trying to introduce something that's a little different or new, a lot of negative aspects always come out, and it's interesting to find out about the positives and that this is going ahead. So if someone wants to find out a little bit more information about the route and about what you guys do at the Leeds Cycling Campaign, where can they go to, Martin?
So the Leeds Cycling Campaign have a website, which is www.leedscyclingcampaign.co.uk. We've got Facebook and we've got Twitter. Just search for us on there. City Connect, which are the people that are actually building the route, have a website too, and they've got the various social media things on Facebook and Twitter also.